Excuse me. I feel rather stiff. Maybe I worked too hard. Since we have Pasahara and the city Zendo, our practice is rather concentrated on city practice or Pasahara practice. But the most important point is to know what is Zen practice, which is not only city practice, but also Tassahara practice and the city Zendo practice. Wherever you are, we have a Zen way of practice. No matter where you are, we must have proper understanding of practice. In Chobo Genzo, Genjo Koan, Dogen Zen says, referring to this point, when all things are Buddhism, their birth symbols, their defilement, practice, birth and death, Buddhas and sentient beings. When all things has no self, there's no Buddhism, no Buddha, no sentient beings, no birth, no death. Buddhism originally is beyond all positivity or negativity. So there are birth and death, defilement and enlightenment, and sentient beings and Buddha. This is our fundamental practice. It is better now, I think, for us to follow more original way of Zen practice, which is go beyond Tassahara practice or city Zendo practice or practice in city life. Wherever you are, and this is the fundamental way of practice for us. Or else we will be too much, you know, involved in city practice or monastic practice, and we will lose the point of practice, I'm afraid. When all things are Buddhism, there are defilement practice, birth and death, Buddhas and sentient beings. The point is they are. All things are Buddhism. Whatever you do, that is Buddhism. Here's some danger in your understanding of this kind of words, statement. Whatever you do, that is Buddhism. You know, whatever you do in Tassahara or in city Zendo or in city life, that is Buddhism. It looks like, it sounds like this. Whatever you do, it doesn't matter. Anyway, that is a practice of Buddhism. If it is so, it is not necessary for you to study Buddhism. If whatever you do, that is Buddhism. But actually, what Dogen Zenji meant is not like that. There is maybe when you understand this statement, whatever you do, that it's, you know, Buddhism. There may be two ways of understanding it. One is take this statement literally from your non-Buddhistic understanding. That is one, you know. Another is their Buddhist understanding of this statement. Like, you know, in Lotus Sutra, we say, shoho jisso. Shoho means things we see. Jisso is truth. True way they exist. Real way things exist. So everything exists in the way they exist. So usually when we understand whatever you do, that is Buddhism means, even though you do not behave, even though you do not live the way you should live, it is Buddhism. You know, there's a big difference. Way things exist. Here it's maybe the problem of to be and should be. To be and should be. Recently, people do not like the word should be. Should be. And you like to be, maybe. The should be looks like some rules. And to be is, freedom. Whatever you do, that is good, that is to be. But it will be the opposite. Should be is to be. Should be is to be. You know, when you behave according to the circumstances appropriately, then that is should be and that is to be. To be and should be same. But when your selfish, you know, idea arises and reject should be, reject the way you exist, then that is not way to be. You are involved in delusion, delusion of self. And in its strict sense, you cannot survive in that way. You think you can, but actually you cannot. Or you want to survive in that way, but actually it is not possible. If you want to go to Los Angeles, you should take freeway 101. You cannot go that way, even though you want to go opposite way. Many people are going that way, take 101. So I will go to the opposite way. Eventually, you will go to reach to Los Angeles. And that is a kind of the way you choose. So to think about a kind of freedom, it's good. But actually, that is not possible. So knowing that that is not possible to think about it is another matter. But if you seriously try to do whatever you want to do, that is delusion. It means that you are completely involved in delusion. It is not actual. It is not possible to survive in that way. So should be and to be is not different. So real freedom is in should be. And in its true sense, to be. That should be, it's a way for beginners. And that to be fitted one with should be, it's the advanced student. So, first stage should be. And should be. And the endless, continuous practice of should be. You have no chance to get out of should be. And that is okay, Pretty soon, should be will be to be. Should be or to be, you don't care. Should be is okay. To be is okay for you. That is the goal of practice. So, Dogen Zenji says, Buddhism originally is beyond all positivity and negativity. Buddhism originally is beyond all to be and or should be. Real way is not only to be, but also should be. Well, not only should be, but also to be. That is real way. That is the stage you will acquire after following teaching. This is rather, discouraging. Maybe if I say so from the beginning, you may say, I wish I didn't start practice Buddhism. It is too difficult. You may say, but Buddhism is not any special teaching. Actually, Buddhism is a human way. We have many things to think about. First of all, we should know that this world for a human being, not for birds or cats, but for a human being, this world is a world of suffering. Originally, not originally, but for human being, as long as we are human nature, which is very selfish, which care for something which you cannot acquire or you cannot expect. That is human nature. We care for something which we cannot reach. Or because you cannot reach, you want it. Because, we do not stay young forever. We want to be, young always. Something which we cannot expect is something we like. That is our human nature. So human life is at the in the same time a life of suffering. That is very true. We should know many things about our human being. Now, when you know about human nature deep enough, then you will start Buddhism. You will start to practice Buddhism. It is like operation, you know. When the pain is, you know, strong enough to accept the operation, you will go to the doctor. But it is almost impossible to have operation when you have no pain, because you have a great pain. Because you know human nature well enough, you start Buddhism. Like you go to the doctor to have operation. This is nature of Buddhism. That is why you practice Zazen. At first, when you sit, many things will come up, you know, many ideas, many wrong ideas, and many things you did before. We don't do so much good things in comparison to bad things. Most of the things we do is bad. Or things you feel regretful. When you do, you feel very good. But after you did it, how do you feel? I thought it was very good, but it was not so good. That is something, you know, feeling you have. And that kind of feeling come up, you know, constantly when your mind is very calm. Like a bubble, you know, comes up from the bottom of the water. When the water is, rough, not smooth enough, then no bubbles comes out. Even though it comes out, you don't notice it. As soon as your mind becomes calm, you may realize how much bubbles you have in your bottom of your heart. The real practice, you know, start from that kind of practice. And you may say, then practice should be calm. To have calmness of your mind is real practice. I have been practicing Zazen for so many years, 2 years, 3 years, or more than that. Still, I don't have calmness of mind at all. What shall I do? That will be your question. In Zazen practice, we say, if something, you know, arises in your mind, let it arise, let it come. Then it will not stay so long, so let it go away. In Zazen, yeah, that works pretty well. If you let it come, and if you do not entertain them, they will go away. But in actual life, And it is not so easy, you know. You may suffer. Then what will you do? When you suffer, what do you do? The suffering is very strong. What will you do? Here it's, you know, something you should think about. The one point is, you know, your practice is in the first, you know, stage. And you have next stage and the third stage. In the next stage, you will, like when you have good zazen practice, nothing arises in your mind. Your mind will be, even for a while, in complete calmness, where there is no image or no feeling. Your mind is complete calmness. That is the next stage you will have in your zazen practice. And the third stage will be the stage you come back to the stage, something like the first stage, where there is many problems, where there is many weeds, and where there is many flowers. But where you see the flowers, the way you weed, the weed is different, but nearly the same stage. Looks like same stage, but big difference. So you don't have to solve that problem. The point is, you should continue that practice of difficulty. That is the point. So you should know that it's, you know, only the first stage of your practice. You cannot solve the problem only at the first stage. If you struggle at the first stage, you will lose your practice. That is why we say, you know, great patience is the best of virtues. To continue it, it's most important practice. Without struggling with it, just continue it. Then you will have chance to have the second stage or the third stage. Someone who fell on the earth, maybe by stumbling stone or something, you know, fell on the earth, will stand up by the same earth. Because of the earth, you fell, you know. Earth is a problem. Because of the problem, you hurt, you know. You hit against the earth. But because of the earth, you can support yourself again, and you can stand up. So, you have complained because you think because of the earth you fell. But without us, you will not fail. And at the same time, you cannot stand up. So because you have problem, you know, you feel as if because of the problem, you know, you fail. Fail or stand up is, you know, a help, you know, great help, which was given to you by art. So problem itself is your mother. Because of the mother of us, you can continue your practice. You are practicing, you know. So Zendo of the earth, great earth, which is the problems. Problems are actually your Zendo. That is very true. So what is delusion? What is enlightenment? When deluded of truth, that is delusion. When you are deluded of us, that is delusion. When you enlightened of the us, that is enlightenment. When you stand up by the us, that is enlightenment. When you fail, because of the us, you feel in that way, that is delusion. So you have chance to attain a great enlightenment when you have problems. Usually you talk about your surrounding. You talk about the Sahara practice and city practice. That is, I think, very good. But that is not the point of practice. The point of practice is the problem you have here, or a city, or the Sahara, is the earth. So if the Sahara is monastery, city Zendo is monastery, and city is also monastery. In its wide sense, our way is not to get rid of all the stones from the earth, which could be a stumbling stone for you. It is good to have many stones on the earth, which could be a stumbling stone. It is good. And when you stand up, if you have a high, big stone, it may be easier to stand up. But more people will hit against it. But it is very good for your practice to have big stones everywhere. This is, for instance, a big stone. If you understand it, that is, enlightenment. If you don't understand it, it is big slap, painful slap. This is a big stone. So if there is not much stone for you to help your practice, we have to bring many stones from the Sahara to the city center. You are not so interested in this kind of stuff, you know. So, if you understand our life, our problem in this way, then you will get through the first stage. I don't think I have time to explain the next stage, but you may feel, if you understand our problems of our life in this way, then that is, end of the whole picture, But it is just the first series of the movie. Why it is so? It's, you know, something we should think about. In the first stage, very interesting stage. So you may want to stay the first stage a little bit longer. That is, but again, that is too selfish.
Yeah.
Buddhism is very strict, you know, very strict. You may enjoy the first stage very much, actually, in the city, in Zendo. You know, when you come to Zendo, you have, you know, a good Zen practice. When you go to the city, you will enjoy city life, with a kind of leisurely mind. You have, you know, some space or some room to accept the difficulties of the city life because of the wisdom of understanding of our human nature. We have time, or we have room for accepting the problems. We are ready to accept problems. Like you sit zazen, you know, in zazen, many, many things come, okay. I have enough room here, or here, or here, for you to come. Please come. But it is interesting to see how they go away. Oh, nothing to see. Nothing to eat. So they may go out. It's very interesting. But, you know, Zen is not something to play, you know, to play with. To play game with. We shouldn't play game with it. If you practice Zazen because you enjoy your practice, that is not Buddha's practice. He's very strict. Buddha's mercy is so deep, so clear, and so wide. When we selfish human being always want something good to eat, something good to hear, something good to see. So if someone give you something to hear or something to eat, most human being will stay. Knowing this fact, Buddha become more and more strict with us. Yeah, it's something, you know, which you must think about. And when you, you know, study or when you want to learn religion, you must learn something more than this. Just to solve our everyday problem is not purpose of studying Buddhism.
At this point, the tape was turned over and these words were missed. Yesterday, I saw Soen Nakagawa Roshi.
I thought he's going back to Japan, but he was going to the place, Jerusalem. How you pronounce where Christ was born? Yeah. He was going to that place. Why is he going to there? I think that is Buddha mind, you know. Something more than this, something more than to enjoy his enlightenment. He's going somewhere else again. He looks like very much interested in helping people. Maybe so, but that is not, you know. Without helping people, he may not feel so good. So that is where he's going. But his going is not just to satisfy his personal feeling. You know, at the end of the session, we bow maybe more than 30 times, calling Nene Buddha's name. The Buddhas, they call some special names. Sunshine Buddha, or Moonlight Buddha, or Dead Sea Buddha. I don't know. Because he had his disciple who started Zendo at Dead Sea. That is why he called the name of Dead Sea Buddha. And Good Practice Buddha. Many Buddhas appeared. And bowed. That is something, you know, which is beyond our understanding. And he also bowed, when he bowed to all those Buddha. And the Buddha he bowed to, it's something beyond his own understanding. Again and again, he did it. And he gave us matcha. He made himself, you know, and gave us matcha. What he was doing, I don't know. He doesn't know, maybe. Anyway, she did. And she offered. And he looks very happy. But that happiness is very different from the happiness we usual people have. The practice should go, you know, that level where there's no human problem or no Buddha problem, where there's nothing, and to have to cake, and to make a trip from one place to the other. That was his, you know, practice. And he has no idea of helping people. What he's doing is helping, but he himself has no idea of helping people. So, to solve our human problem doesn't cover all our practice, Buddhist practice. We don't know how long it takes for us to make, you know, a Buddha trip. We have many trips, work trips, you know, various trips, space trip, various trip we must have. Buddha trip is very, you know, very long trip. That is Buddhism. Thank you very much.